Well, you're a citizen, Carl.
You've done that all right, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes, indeed.
I was with Holman Company 46 years, 34 years of that. I was traffic manager over there.
Now, you drove back and forth every day?
Yes.
Because you lived right here in this
yeah,
house?
Yeah, I lived right here. When I first started to work over there in 1920, March 15th, 1920, we rode the Interurban.
Yes.
And the Interurban went out of business in 1940.
Oh, it was here till 40, huh?
1940.
I see. Well, now in eastern Indiana, I think it went, I'm sure that it went out before then. It
yes,
must have lasted
a lot of the Interurban lines were abandoned before this one through
yeah.
here, from Indianapolis to Terre Haute.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a lot of work at the racetrack in traffic, that is, routing cars and checking race for material when they was rebuilding the grandstands and things like that. I did a lot of work over there. Oh, for 4 or 5 years I would become involved in things over there, which was interesting. However, I don't care for sports, racing and things like that, but my line of work in traffic and railroads and things like that was very interesting.
Surely. You bet.
And I met some very nice fellows.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, one of them was Tony Holman. I didn't go over because I had a nice talk with Tony 2 weeks ago.
Is that so?
About 15 or 20 minutes. I was getting ready. I dropped in the office and he came in just as I was getting ready to leave and he wanted to talk a few minutes. And I thought, well, that's a nice ending.
Yes.
So I didn't go to the funeral home, nor neither did I go to the service.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm kind of funny that way. I like to remember people as I see them last.
Yes.
And, but he has done a marvelous job, and the Holman family, will it be all right to bring this in here?
Yes, sure.
The Holman family was a family that did things that not many people knew about charity.
Mm-hmm.
My brother went to work at Holman Company in 1895, the year I was born. And when he retired, he had been general manager of Terre Haute, Evansville, and Mattoon for about 24 years, and he retired in 37. But he and Tony's father were very close. I guess that's one reason I feel pretty close to the family.
Yes.
However, Tony has always been just marvelous to me. But I know of a case in 1917. There were two girls working there. They took the flu and they died within 12 hours apart. And it was the only support the mother had. And Mr. Holman said to my brother, we better go out and see. I forgot what her name is now. See what we can do for her. And they went out and talked with her, and Mr. Holman asked her who the doctor was, who the undertaker was. And he said, told her not to worry, that she would be taken care of. When they came back, when my brother and Mr. Anton Sr. came back to the office, he said to Glenn, I think that we had better take care of the doctor bills and the funeral bills. He said, if you will check with the doctor and get the bills and see they're taken care of. And he said, also, he says, arrange to see that the taxes are paid every year on the little home and see that this that Mrs. So-and-so has an income of $25 a week as long as she lives. Nobody ever knew that. My brother told me, and I don't doubt if there's a half dozen people knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm using that as an example of what the Holmans did that nobody knows.
Yes. Well, I'm perfectly happy to have that here.
Yeah. Very, very, very little.
Sure.
Very few
since
things.
He was just buried yesterday.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I know Tony made some nice gifts to Rose Polly and the Indiana State
yes,
over there.
He did.
Some very fine gifts.